According to our syllabus schedule, I will usually spend half an hour lecturing on 3 hour days or short days and leave half an hour for debriefing. But I expect that depending on the lecture, we might go over some of the time. And this might be one of those days. Today's lecture is going to be about adult units 3 and 4, which are on greetings and classroom. Please speak up when you have managed to download and open the file and are ready to start discussing it. Yes, I'll go through the dialect abbreviations. There are five versions of this file, and from south to north, the dialect abbreviations are for East Barkly Sound, EBS. For West Barkly Sound, WBS. For Ahauzit Cloquet, ATL. For Hadasit Nuchatlet, ICN. And for Kayukachekliset, QCH. For this lecture, for the lecture on greetings, I will use the Ahauzit Cloquet handout. So if you want to see exactly what I'm reading, you can use the Ahauzit Cloquet handout. However, you'll find that the different dialect versions are very parallel. So it should also work for you to follow along on your own dialect version. It should be close enough to what we're talking about that you can follow along. And if you get lost, please don't hesitate to interrupt and ask about it. I'm at the beginning of the Ahauzit Cloquet version of Unit 3 Greetings. The purpose of this unit is to first of all, to memorize five important greetings conversations. And those conversations are the same ones that you've been practicing. We're also going to start learning how to make very simple sentences by combining a single word with a mood ending. And in this unit, we're going to focus on I and you mood endings. We're also going to start talking about mood. And for now, we're going to talk about only three of the most important moods, which are the real or strong, the question, and the command mood. I say real or strong because Barkly Sound dialects use the real mood to make simple statements of fact, but other dialects use the strong mood to make simple statements of fact. Since we're looking at Ahauzit Cloquet, you'll see examples of the strong mood in this lecture. If you don't, yes, please go ahead, Vicky. I'm talking about pronouns. And you'll see what I'm talking about in the learning goals part of the handout. I'm currently discussing the learning goals. One of our other learning goals will be to start recognizing some common endings. These endings that we're interested in being able to recognize include the complete aspect endings shitl and chitl, the ending that we often translate as now or then, but is actually very difficult to translate and explain, which is pronounced utl. The future ending uktl, and the habitual ending, which is pronounced ath in Ahauzit Cloquet, but in other dialects can be pronounced atha, uth, and inth. Next, I want to go through the vocabulary words. We have about 24 vocabulary words in this unit. Understanding these words, being able to pronounce them properly, and understanding what they mean will help you understand and use the conversations properly. I'd like to lead you through pronouncing the Ahauzit Cloquet versions of these words. Once we're done with the Ahauzit Cloquet versions, please feel free to ask about particular words in your dialect. Chachumhe. Please say with me, chachumhe. 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 Shahyut. 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 Shahyut is a very important word that is very frequently mispronounced. It has a back H, a hard Y, and a short U, all of which frequently get mispronounced. It should be pronounced shahyut. Shahyut. Next, weekshen. 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 Uqumhe. 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 Uuquk. 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 Wixie. Wixie. You'll hear that the first long I in Wixie is deformed because it's followed by the back sound Q. Wixie. Wixie. Wee wee cook. Wee wee cook. Uqua. Uqua. Ani. Ani. There are several words that are very similar to ani. There's ani, in, ani, ana, anasa, and una. Those words all mean different things, and it can be very confusing. So for many of you, the first of these you're starting with is ani, which is long short, but there will be several other words very similar to this. Be aware of that. Oh. Oh. Sityak. 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 Sutwak. Sutwak. Ha. Ha. Remember the particular intonation that the word yes has. Ha. In Barkly Sound dialects, this word is pronounced with a glottal stop. Ha-a. Ha-a. Wick. Wick. Wick means both not and no, as we'll see. Natsa. Natsa. Nachu'ath. 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 Nazi chit. Nazi chit. You'll notice that these last three words, Natsa, Nachu'ath, Nazi chit, all have to do with seeing, and they have some abbreviations at the end of the line. Natsa has the abbreviation CT, which means that it is in the continuous aspect. Natsa is in the continuous aspect, which I abbreviate CT. Nachu'ath and Natsichit are in the complete aspect, which I abbreviate CP. Nachu'ath, Natsichit are in the complete aspect. Yeah, I hear that. It sounds like we're getting feedback from someone. I guess we'd better start muting ourselves again. So everyone, please mute yourself. I will not mute myself. Continuing. I was talking about the forms Natsa, Nachu'ath, Natsichit. These all have to do with seeing, but they are in different aspects. Don't worry if you don't understand yet what aspect is. It is a very complex and difficult topic that takes a long time to start to understand. But it is also very important to how Nechanath works. You cannot speak or understand Nechanath properly until you have an understanding of aspect. So for now, please don't worry about those, but we will be coming back to this, to aspect, that is. Next, Sitya. 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 Sichil. 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 Sutwa. Sutwa. Sutil. Sutil. You'll notice that there are six pronouns in our word list. Pronouns are words that refer to people in the conversation. In this case, they're pronouns for I or you. Whenever two people are having a conversation, whoever's speaking calls themselves I, and they call the other person, the one they're speaking to, you. These are several different ways to say I and you in Nechanath. For I, we have the forms Sityak, Sitya, and Sichil. For you, we have the forms Sutwak, Sutwa, and Sutil. We will not be explaining yet exactly the difference between these different forms. We will get a fuller understanding of it eventually. For now, you should just be aware that you might see the words for I and you in these different forms. Next, oyi. Oyi. Oyi is a difficult word to explain, but it means basically the same as the English word at when at is used for times. Like, I will see you at 1 o'clock. It happened at night. That's what oyi means. It means at in the sense of at a particular time. Uasuk. Uasuk. Uyasuk. Uyasuk. Uasuk and uyasuk are another case where we have almost the same word but in different aspect forms. Uasuk is in the so-called continuous aspect. Uyasuk is in the so-called ongoing aspect. Don't worry for now about what exactly that means. We will be looking into aspect more deeply later. But I want to wait to do that until you have more examples to work with. I want you to see more examples of complete, continuous, repetitive, and ongoing forms. Once you have more examples to work with, the explanation of what aspect is will make a lot more sense to you. I finished reading the vocabulary words for the How's it colloquial version of the greetings lesson. Now is a good time in case anyone wants to hear a particular word in their dialect. Does anyone want to hear something like that? How a particular word is pronounced or what it means in their dialect? I don't hear anyone, so I'm moving on to the conversations. You'll see that these conversations are nearly identical to the ones in the survival conversations document. The main difference is that for conversation two, I've given person A a second line. So you'll know by now that the second mini conversation in greetings is, "Are you okay? I'm okay. Are you okay too?" And in the survival conversations, that's where it ends, because the survival conversations are strictly call response, call response. There's no room in the survival conversations for a further line. But here we're presenting a slightly more natural version. In these units, you'll sometimes get more options for things you can say or ways that you can respond, and this is one of them. You'll see that if person A asks, "Shahyutk, are you okay?" Person B answer shahyutsish yukwak shahyut, I'm okay, are you okay too? And then A can come back and say in turn, ha yukwasish shahyut, yes, I'm okay too. So before I go through every conversation, I want to make clear part of the organization of the way I write, of the way I lay out these conversations. Tess, I think we're hearing sound from you. Do you mind muting yourself? No problem. All right, I was speaking about the layout of the conversations. I want to explain some of these notations to make clear what they are, because some people find them confusing at first, but they allow us to present a lot of information in a very compact way. You'll see that there are five conversations here, which are numbered 1 through 5. Each conversation is between two people, and those people are called A and B. So each conversation has an A line and a B line. But some conversations have more than that. Sometimes there will be multiple A lines. For example, conversation two has multiple A lines. Do you see that? 2A, then 2B, then 2A. What this means is that after B has his turn, A can come back and say something in addition. I'm going to skip down to the next unit very briefly, skipping ahead to the classroom unit. And you'll see that these conversations have even more options. So in classroom unit conversation one, A has only one line in conversation one, but B has two lines. 1A, 1B, 1B. This means that B has two options about how to respond to A. And this means that when you practice it, you need to be sure to practice both options so that you'll be able to use them when you need them. In classrooms conversation two, A has two options and B has two options, and so on. Is that organization clear? Moving back to the greetings conversations, these are fairly simple. All of these have just one option for each speaker except for conversation two. I'm going to now read each conversation to you, starting with conversation one, and you will pronounce them with me. Conversation one, line 1A. Suwak. Suwak. The response, Sityaksish. Sityaksish. The main reason this conversation is in here is that in Barkley Sound, this is the default way to say hello. In Barkley Sound dialect, it sounds totally different, though. In Barkley Sound, we say, Ohatak, is that you? Ohatak. And the response is, Ohatlah, it's me. Ohatlah, it's me. In Barkley Sound, that is the default way to say hello. But in other dialects, it is not. In other dialects, the default way to say hello is, are you okay? Which is conversation two. But I've nevertheless put this conversation in every dialect version, both to make them all more parallel, and because even though this is not the normal way to say hello in some dialects, we still want to say this sometimes. For example, when we're speaking on the phone, if you can't see the person you're talking to, it's very natural to say Sutwak. For example, if I think I'm talking to Hinatinius, but I'm not sure it's her, I can say Sutwak Hinatinius. Sutwak Hinatinius. And she would respond, Sityaksish, it's me. Sityaksish. Conversation two, Shahyutk. Shahyutk. As I said before, Shahyut is a difficult word to pronounce. Many people mispronounce it, so it is worth taking your time with. Please pronounce this slowly and carefully. Pronounce it as slowly as you need to get it right. Shahyutk. Shahyutk. Yutk. Let me say a little bit about pronouncing the TK at the end of Shahyutk and the QK at the end of Sutwakk. Here we have two consonants right next to each other in what linguists call a consonant cluster. When English has consonant clusters like this, the tendency is to pronounce the two consonants almost simultaneously. Consider the English word fact. We write it F-A-C-T, but we pronounce the C and T almost simultaneously. Fact. Fact. Neutronoth is different. When you have two consonants, one right after the other, each one gets its own pronunciation. They do not overlap. So, for example, in 1A, sutwak, sutwak, we clearly pronounce both the Q and the K, and we don't start saying the K until we're done with the Q. Sutwak, sutwak. With 2A, shahyutk, shahyutk. Again, we have a consonant cluster, a TK cluster, and the T will be pronounced clearly and completely before we start pronouncing the K. Do not overlap them as you would in English. Say them one after the other. Shah yut k. Shah yut k. At fluent speed, it sounds like shah yut k. Shah yut k. Shah yut k. 2B. Shah yut sish. Shah yut sish. Yu quak shah yut. You quak shahyut. And then 2A can come back and say, ha, you quasish shahyut. Ha, you quasish shahyut. It's also enough to just say, you quasish, I am too. You quasish. Or even, you quas. Me too. You quas. Me too. But one of my practices in lessons, especially beginning lessons, is to give the long form first. Often there are opportunities to shorten a sentence. for example, just like in English, when we say, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Me too. Me too is short for I am okay too. But we often shorten that down to just me too. Neutronoth can do the same kind of thing, leaving out what's already understood. But we get into a pedagogical issue if we try to introduce the short forms first. If people learn the short forms before the long forms, they don't know what they're leaving out. That's why I make a practice of teaching the long form first. Once people know and understand the long form, then I tell them they can start shortening it down. And then they know what they're leaving out. Conversation three. Ooh, cook ish. Ooh, cook ish. Ooh, cook ish. Some of you would have will have noticed that in the survival conversations, some dialects have ooh, kum hei ish here. Ooh, kum hei ish. And you can use either one of these words to say that the day is nice. Ooh, kum hei ish. Ooh, cook ish. They mean almost the same thing. Not exactly the same thing, but pretty close. 3B. Ani ish ooh cook. Ani ish ooh cook. It sure is nice weather. 4A. O ye aklsish not see chit sootil. I'll see you later. I find that even people who are comfortable with the first three conversations have trouble with this one. So let's break it down by syllables. O ye aklsish. O ye aklsish. Not see chit. Not see chit. Su till. Su till. O ye aklsish. Not see chit. Su till. As for the rhythm of this sentence, it should be short, 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 long, long, short. Long short. Short, 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 short. Long, long, short. Long, short. O ye aklsish not see chit su till. I'll see you later. Chu. O ye aklnish. Let's break this down by syllables too. Chu. O ye aklnish. Chu. O ye aklnish. 5. Shah yu ti al. By syllables, shah yu ti al. Shah yu ti al. 5B. Yu qua i al shah yut. By syllables, yu qua i al shah yut. Yu qua i al shah yut. You take care too. I would like to go immediately into the next handout, into the classroom handout. But before I do, I'd like to give you a chance to ask questions about the words and sentences we just practiced, including the versions in your dialect, if they're significantly different, or if you'd like an explanation of that. Do we have any questions about the words and sentences that we just practiced, or about their versions in other dialects? We have requests to hear conversations 4 and 5 in East Berkeley. I'm going now to the East Berkeley handout. Conversations 4 and 5. 4 and 5, was that right? Okay. East Berkeley greetings unit, conversation 4. Uyaktla nachual suwa. By syllables, u yak tla na chu al su. Uyaktlah nachual suwa. Uyaktlah nachual suwa. 4B. Chu uyaktlin. By syllables. Chu u yak tlin. Chu uyaktlin. Chu uyaktlin. Number 5. The biggest challenge in this word for most people is the back H in the middle of it. U-a-thuk-i-a-tha. Here it is by syllables. U-a-thuk-i-a-tha. 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 Take care. U-a-thuk-i-a-tha. That back H is going to take effort to say, and it's also going to take time to say. So don't rush the word. Take as much time as you need to say it properly. U-a-thuk-i-a-tha. 5B. U-kwe-i-a-tha u-a-thuk. By syllables, u-kwe-i-a-tha. hui, i, a, sa, u, a, suk. Yu kwe i asa, u asuk. Yu kwe i asa, u asuk. Chu. Would anyone like to ask a question or hear another sentence in their own dialect? Yes, we have a question about the difference in vowel length between central and Hadasit in the sentence shahyuti as versus shahyuti as. In central, this is short, 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 long. Shahyuti as, take care. But in Hadasit, all the vowels are short. Shahyuti as. Shahyuti as. Yes, that is correct. And it's also a pattern. It's not just in this sentence. One of the peculiarities of the Hadasit dialect is that it shortens a lot of vowels that other dialects pronounce long. And this is one of those cases. Does that answer your question, Vicky? I just realized that I'd forgotten to restart the recording, but now it's going. We're on the East Barkley Sound version of the classroom unit. The classroom unit is called Hoch Taksheh Hawis. Hoch Taksheh Hawis. Hoch Taksheh is a word that we use a lot in the classroom. It means learning. The ending uwis marks is used for building words for rooms and buildings. So Hoch Taksheh Hawis is literally a room or a building for learning. I'm going to start with the learning goals of this unit. The goals of this unit, just like the last one, are to memorize a certain number of conversations. In this case, they are almost exactly the same as the five mini conversations in the classroom portion of the survival conversations. So units 3 and 4 happen to parallel the survival conversations very closely. This will not be the case for many later units, but these early units do follow the survival conversations very closely. In unit 3, we're going to be talking mainly about word endings that agree with I or you. But in unit 4, we're going to start talking about word endings that agree with he, she, or it. So we're starting to talk about mood, and we're starting to talk about agreement. We're also going to learn in unit 4 to ask for and give permission. We're going to use this specifically to give each other permission to go to the washroom. And once we learn this, none of us will go to the washroom again without asking someone else for permission. Last, we're pl planning to learn to recognize the weak and unknown moods, and I'll get into what that means. Next, I will go through the words. Please say them with me. Especially if you're muted, you should feel free to say the form in your own dialect if you like. I don't know which you'll find easier. You'll have to experiment and find whether you like to study exactly the dialect that I'm presenting, or if you want to study your dialect simultaneously. I invite you to try it both ways and then share with us all which strategies work better for you. Here are the classroom words in the East Barkley Sound dialect. Kits yuk. Kits yuk. Pen or pencil. Kits yuk. Peepa. Peepa. Paper. Nachas yuk. Nachas yuk. Book. Actually, nachasyuk is anything that you read, so it could also be a newspaper or a magazine. Nutnanichyuk. Nutnanichyuk. Do you hear all those hard ends? Nutnanichyuk. Each N has a very brief stoppage of breath before it. Nutnanichyuk is another word for book. The most common word for book across dialects is nachasyuk, but some Barkley speakers also say nutnanichyuk. It's the normal word that's used at Hahopayuk school. So, since some people use it, we have both words here. Tla hex. Tla hex. Box. Tla hex. This word is challenging to say. You'll notice that the short I is quite deformed because it's surrounded on both sides by back consonants. Tla hex. Kwasetsus. Kwasetsus. Kitsasim. Kitsasim. Some of you might have learned a different word for desk. We recently changed the Barkley version of the word for desk based on elder feedback. I had three elders from different Barkley dialects in one room a few months ago, and I asked them which word we should teach for desk, and this was the one they picked. Kitsasim. Kitsasim. Ha watsatsim. Ha watsatsim. Teepin. Teepin. When in doubt, you can always call a table teepin. Teepin is one of those convenient borrowed words from English that is more general usually than native words. The native words kitsasim and ha watsatsim are more specific. If you use these, then you need to be specific about whether you're talking about a desk or a writing table, which is a kitsasim, or a table that people eat on, which is ha watsatsim. These have different names. Chishush. Chishush is washroom. For you Americans, that means restroom. Hayimhe. Hayimhe is one way to say not knowing. Another way is hayaak. Hayaak. In some of the other dialect versions, which some of you may be looking at this moment, I think that hayaak has a B or an E next to it. That indicates that hayaak is only used in the East Barkly Sound dialect. Most dialects say hayimhe for not knowing. Hayaak is another word that's available just in the East Barkly region. Naatah. Naatah. Very common word, important word, and frequently mispronounced. People with English accents will tend to drop that back H at the end, but it should not be dropped. Naatah. Naatah. Tikwas. Tikwas. Tikwish. Tikwish. Those of you who are experienced learners will know, and those of you who are beginners will soon find out, that one of the things that Nuchanal tends to be very specific about is whether things happen indoors, outdoors, or at the beach. And this is often indicated by word endings. In words for sitting, two of the most common words that we use are tikwas, which is for sitting on flat surfaces like chairs and tables or and logs, and tikwish, which means either sitting directly on the floor or sitting anywhere indoors. This is another case where you need to be more specific in Nuchanal than you do in English. If you're sitting on a platform, you want tikwas. If you're sitting on the floor, you want tikwish. Wah. Wah. Wasak. Wasak. Utsachit. Utsachit. A lot of people have trouble with utsachit, so let's pronounce it extra carefully. By syllables, it is u tsa chit. U tsa chit. Utsachit. Cha'ash. Cha'ash. In the Barkley handouts, the word cha'ash is marked with a C because it's not used in Barkley Sound dialects. Cha'ash, the nearest dialect to Barkley that uses cha'ash, is Central. And in fact, the word cha'ash is used in Central, Northern, and Cayucat-Chicoset, just not Barkley. Chamush. Chamush. Chamush is a specifically East Barkley Sound word. Other dialects say o'omhe. O'omhe. The word for cannot in East Barkley is wixma. Wixma. Most other dialects say witmacht. Witmacht. Akak means what? Akak. Quick also means what, but it's the indirect form. We'll have to wait to see some examples before we understand what that means. For now, just be aware that the English word what can be translated into Nuchanal either as akak or as quick, depending on how the word is used. Last, we have three pointers. Pointers are words that refer to something based on how far away it is. English has just two pointers, this and that, which distinguish 2 degrees of distance. This is closer to the speaker, that is further away. Nuchanal has 4 degrees of distance. English has two, Nuchanal has four. Here we have pointers for three of those degrees of distance, which I'm abbreviating as D1, D2, and D3, where D stands for distance. Ahku. Ahku means this. It points to something that's very close to whoever's speaking. Ahni. Ahni means that. It points to something closer to the person being spoken to. Ya. Ya means that. It points to something that's neither close to the speaker nor close to the person being spoken to, but is far from both of them. One of the challenges for English speakers is remembering to distinguish ahni from ya. English speakers are used to distinguishing this and that, but they're not used to distinguishing that by you and that far from both of us. So this will take some work for all of you who are coming to Nuchanov from English. It takes a while to remember when to use ahni. You want to use it whenever you're pointing at something that's closer to the person being spoken to. For example, if I'm talking to Vicky and I see something in her lap and I want to know what it is, I would ask, akakha ahni. What is that close to you? Akakha ahni. But if I'm asking about something off in the distance that's far from both of us, I would say, akakha ya. Akakha ya. What is that? Before I think we're almost out of time for today. Our class ends in 8 minutes at noon. So I will not go through the classroom conversations for now. Instead, I will make a couple of general observations about these two units. And then you'll have a few minutes to ask specific questions about things you haven't understood, or you can ask to hear something in your particular dialect. Back to greetings. In the greetings unit is a very practical unit because we use greetings every single day. So these sentences are useful for that reason. From a grammatical point of view, from the point of view of trying to understand how the grammar of the language works so that we can make new sentences when we want, the greetings conversations are very useful because they include a lot of endings that agree either with I or with you. So take conversation one. Oh, atlak, oh, atlah. You'll see that the question, "Is that you?" ends in hak. The answer, "It's me," ends in ah. These are what we call mood endings. Specifically, these are endings of the real mood. I want to show you a resource from our course webpage. I'm going to go to the curriculum and lessons page at quizstoop.net and go down to a resource called the Beginner's Mood Guide. I highly recommend that you take a look at this afternoon or evening and start to familiarize yourself with it. This is what it looks like. This is the Beginner's Mood Guide, which I hope that I'm projecting onto your screens. Oh, okay, I think I know how to fix that. All right, now do you see the beginner's mood guide? About now? So we're looking at the beginner's mood guide. This shows the endings of about 13 different moods in every single dialect of Nuchanov. Mood is a very important category in the language. Some of you won't understand right away how it's used, but you will very quickly get an understanding of it. Basically, in Nuchanov, you need a mood ending to complete a sentence. No sentence of Nuchanov is complete unless it consists at the least of a predicate and a mood ending. Take the first sentence of the greetings conversations in East Barkley Sound, ohatak. In this case, the predicate is ohat, to be, and the mood ending is hak. The mood ending huck conveys several pieces of information. First of all, it tells us that this is a question. If you look at the beginner's mood guide, you'll see that in the upper left of the screen, you should see the endings of the question mood. And the second ending in that box is hawk. That is the form of the question mood that agrees with the subject you. So this just using this short ending huck tells us the sentence is a question and it's a question about you. It is an essential part of that sentence. Take that ending out and you no longer have a complete sentence. Now take a look at the response. Say that again, Vicky. That's right. One of the many ways the dialects differ from each other is that their mood endings sound different. Take a look at the response, 1B, oh atlah, oh atlah. You'll see that 1A and 1B have exactly the same predicate, oh atl, to be. They only differ in their mood ending. The mood ending of 1B is this one. I'm going back to the beginning of the beginner's mood guide. The very first ending in the upper left is mah. Do you see that? Mah. Starts with an M, but the M is in brackets. That's because the M is often not pronounced, and it is not pronounced in the sentence ohatla. This ending belongs to the real mood. The real mood is used to make statements. And furthermore, ma is the ending of the real mood that agrees with the subject I. So this ending tells us at least two things. It tells us that the sentence it's in is a statement rather than a question, and that it's about I. So going back to this very brief conversation, ohatak, ohatla, we have a very short, very brief conversation here. But in order to make these sentences complete, each sentence has a mood ending. And these endings are selected from, as I said, about 20 different moods that say different things about the sentences. In this case, the mood ending of the first sentence tells us it's a question about you. Ohatak, is that you? And the mood ending of the second sentence tells us this is a sentence about me. Oh atlah, it is me. Oh atlah. For your studying this afternoon and tonight, I recommend that you work on the words and conversations of the greetings and classroom units, and furthermore, start to familiarize yourself with the beginner's mood guide. Try to identify every single mood ending in the conversations in these two units. Identify every single mood ending, circle it, and be able to say which mood it belongs to and which subject it agrees with, I or you. You'll find that most of the mood endings in the greetings conversations are either from the real mood or the question mood, if it's Barkley dialect, or if it's in Central Northern and Cayucot, they will be mostly from the strong or question moods. For those of you who are beginners, that was a lot of information all at once. Don't worry, we will be reviewing all of this starting tomorrow morning. Are there any questions before we say goodbye for the day? We have now seen all four of the. Oh, sorry, go ahead. That's right. There are 4 degrees of distance total in Newchannel pointers, but in the classroom handout, you only have three of them. In your dialect, Vicky, those 4 degrees are ahku, ahni, ha-ahe, ho-ahe. So the one that's missing is ho-ahe. As I said yesterday on our first day, in our first week, we're trying to cover 8 beginning units. Since we have 6 class days, that basically means 4 units every 3 days. You've now seen all 4 of the units that we're working on in our first 3 days. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we will be focusing on alphabet, rhythm, greetings, and classroom. So tomorrow will be the last day that we have to spend significant time on these 4 units: alphabet, rhythm, Greetings in Classroom. So I think it would be well worth your time this afternoon and evening to review all four of these units. Don't worry about understanding everything tonight, but review all four of these units and try to identify things that are very important for us to go over together tomorrow. That way you can bring those to class and we will devote some time to discussing them. After tomorrow, we have one day off, which is Thursday, and we'll be starting with an entirely new unit on Friday. Juch, ushak shitle itzu tlawe'i hohtak shih wittas hu as aklin ap mitlik uyi. We'll start again tomorrow. Thank you all for being here. It's a pleasure learning with you. Juch.